Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about how the two of you handle things when life doesn't go as planned, especially when you are attempting a 7-day sex challenge.
And there's a quote attributed to Anonymous that says, "Just because something isn't happening right now doesn't mean that it will never happen." Mm-hmm. I think this is especially true when a 7-day sex challenge maybe goes awry or doesn't go as planned. We're going to be talking about that on today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And, you know, a hug is really such a special time in the show because it's an opportunity for us to celebrate the two of you, to celebrate the action that you're taking in your marriage and how you're being intentional. And this hug came from an email we received that started by saying, "My husband and I have been listening to your podcast for a couple of years now. We'd both come to the realization separately that maybe we needed a little help connecting and establishing a better sex life. I found your podcast and it has helped us so much. Thank you for talking about sex and sex issues. We ordered the 7 Days of Sex Challenge book almost a year ago now and haven't been able to find the right time to do it. Finally, this May, we had enough time together to do the challenge and it was awesome. Such an amazing challenge to take part in and finish."
That's awesome. Love it.
She closes with, "We both thought it would be all about the sex. But after the days went by, we realized it was so much more than that. I think the biggest thing was rekindling our daily connection with each other. Yep. Thank you for this amazing idea. I just had to write and say, we did it."
We love getting "we did it," which is when you do complete a sex challenge, 7-day, 14, 21, whatever it may be. And if you never even thought of it or were like, what does it even look like? We have the number one Amazon bestseller book, 7 Days of Sex Challenge. You can go to 7daysofsexchallenge.com, pick it up. I'll put a link here in the episode notes for you as well. You can go get it on Amazon, wherever you want to get it, you can get it. Go do your own challenge.
And I love that this hug actually came in on a week that we were trying to do our own 7-day sex challenge.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a good part of it.
It showed up and I'm like, how ironic is this? Because our 7-day sex challenge week was, let me tell you guys, it was supposed to be amazing. Like we had looked at the calendar. One child was supposed to be gone Thursday through Sunday and the other was going to be going to visit his college, put his, you know, deposit down on an apartment, do all these things. So we were going to have these days without kids. Mm-hmm. Right. And as leading up to this, really what was the catalyst for this whole, like we're doing a 7-day sex challenge was, a friend had posted on her Instagram stories. She had posted a picture of the book and had actually challenged all of her friends, her followers, to do the 7-day sex challenge.
Yeah.
And I looked at this and I looked at our calendar and I looked at Tony and I'm like, challenge accepted.
Game on. Elise and I do a challenge every year. Mm-hmm. That is our goal. It's an unwritten. It's not something that we got to talk about and figure out. No, once a year, we know for 7 days at least, we are going to do a 7 days of sex challenge.
So it's perfect. I mean, like I said, we were looking at our schedules. We were looking at, you know, times the kids were going to be gone. So there was going to be this period of about 3 days where there wasn't going to be kids in the house. So that was just a great jump start. Plus, you know, kids in school. And so we're like, we can make this work. So day one comes, we have sex. We're like, sweet, look at us high-fiving across the bed. It's incredible.
Amazing.
Then day two comes. Right.
So day one was a Thursday.
Day one was a Wednesday.
Day one was a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That's okay. It matters. It matters when you start, when they hear what comes after. So day one was Wednesday.
Okay.
And then day two was...
This is how I forgot already.
I know, because it was so memorable.
It was. The actual sexual intimacy part of it, the sex part was very memorable. The days all sort of started running into one another and... Yeah.
Yeah. So day two comes, and day two is a Thursday, which is our recording day. We do interviews. There's just a lot of stuff that goes on a Thursday. But we're like, hey, no problem. Like we got this. We've got, you know, kids got have sports practices, and you know, we've got all this coordinated. And then I'm like, well, just we're going to do it in the evening, right? Because mm-hmm. the younger one's going to go hook up with her friends and get ready for that trip. So she's going to be gone. I'll come home. Yeah. It'll be awesome. And then her practice runs late.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. By about 45 minutes. Great.
And then you had a driver to where she was staying that night.
Yes. And then I'm about halfway home when my phone rings in the car and she's like, Mom, I forgot my travel ID. And I'm like, you're flying. You actually need that ID. I said, I handed it to you and you put it in your suitcase. Like I said, hey, put this in your suitcase so you don't forget. And she's like, yeah, so I didn't do that. So it's in the backseat of the car and I need you to turn around and bring it back to me because I'm traveling.
And this, by the way, is like around 8:30-ish.
We're pushing 9 o'clock at this point in time.
Yeah. So I'm at home and I'm waiting. Like, where are you? Like, what's going on? And in all honesty, I'm starting to get a little irritated. Frustrated. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long day. We've had a lot going on. And I'm like, you got to get home. We got to get moving towards this. So I'm just putting some timestamps here.
Yeah. So I turn around because clearly she needs her travel documents. And so mm-hmm. I get the travel document to her ID and come home. And we're just both a little irritated. And then there's some other stuff going on with text messages with our older one and trying to coordinate the apartment and the trip up to, you know, college and this and that. And so we're coming up on like 10:30-ish at this point in time.
Yeah. It's Tony's 10:30, eyes are already 10:30, like 11 o'clock at this time. And there's been a lot, like from the time Elisa got home to getting into bed, there was a lot of emotion stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Text messages going on. We're coordinating with other families for the boys to go up, figure out this apartment. There's a lot of emotion.
And none of it really conducive to, hey, let's go connect and have great sex. Like it wasn't any of that.
Romance one another or anything of that nature. So get into bed.
And we're having the conversation. We're like, okay, do we just do it so we can check the box? Mm-hmm. Or do we say, you know, we're just going to pause today. It's only day two. Like, we can totally regroup. All good. It was just
start
tomorrow. And so we're like, you know what?
Restart.
Let's restart. Let's just start on a really good. So we're like, great. So we're going to go to Friday.
Right.
So then Friday comes, full day of clients and work. And so no time during the day. And then no time during the day. We're still lots of text messages with the other families around the apartment.
Well, and also right now, we're still hybrid model here with our students at school. So Friday their also home day.
So we had one home.
So one was home still. And so that, even though there may have been some time in the day, it would have been really tight and he was just hanging out. So that sort of threw that out. And then that evening,
lacrosse game.
Alex had a late lacrosse game, but then we had more conversations around the whole apartment and the boys moving up and what's going to happen. That like, again, a lot of emotion dealing with that.
And Tony, we finally come to a consensus as the adults sending our children to college that somebody is going to need to go with the boys mm-hmm. the next day to help them navigate their first apartment.
Correct.
Tony drew the straw that said, you're going.
No.
You volunteered.
Yeah. One of the other moms was like, I'll go. And I just said, hey, you know what? If you want me to go, just let me know. Because we'll have the three boys. We can make it. Elisa couldn't do it. So we were just like, all right. And then I think it was about 10:30 at night.
She sends us a text and says,
she's like, do you mind going? And I'm like, oh, okay.
Which means he's going to have to get up super early. Yeah. I can't go because I'm speaking the next day. So Tony does. So Friday night, we're like, okay, we're exhausted again and emotionally spent and trying to figure this all out. So Friday pause. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday comes. Saturday, Tony spends 8 hours going round trip with these three graduating seniors, helping them, you know, measure apartments and navigate all of this. He comes home. We have dinner. We're like, okay. Okay, we had two pause days. We're going to recapture this. We're good. And then we get a phone call from the child who's traveling.
Wait a minute. But didn't we have sex twice?
We didn't. Good try.
We didn't?
We did not.
We only had sex on Wednesday?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Okay. Why did I think we had sex? But I thought we started, we missed a day, and then we had sex on Friday.
If we did, it's actually... It wasn't.
No, we did have sex on Friday at some point.
Oh, maybe.
We did, honey.
Oh, okay. So okay. My bad, everyone. My bad. Anyway, long story short, it's all disjointed.
But that's a big piece because I'm like, no, we did. So we started on Wednesday. stopped on Thursday, decided to, we did find some time on Friday.
It was when he had taken off early to go to his game.
That was it. We found time then.
We made it happen.
We did make it. We're like, okay, cool. We can get this going again. Start on Friday. And then Friday night happened, which then turned into Saturday, me going up to Santa Barbara and back down, which was a 12-hour day. Okay, there we go.
So then Saturday night, we're like, okay, like we're on day two, we're on our second round, and here's day two again. And then we'd gone out to dinner. We hadn't eaten a lot, right? Because we tell you guys all the time, don't like drink or eat a lot so that you're all bloated and you don't feel like having sex. So we're following all our stuff. We're good there. And then we get a phone call from our daughter that she'd been on a zip line, had got the wrong end of the handle and the helmet and all this kind of stuff. And so she ended up with 5 stitches. And so we're having conversations with the family that she's with and with her. And now I'm thinking I need to sleep with my phone. And okay, so all the emotion of injury. And so, yeah. So then there was day two again and another late night because of all these conversations. And we said, you know what? Doesn't look like this sex challenge is going to happen. We thought this was the perfect week.
We did. We really did.
And clearly not happening. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that we're not the only ones that this has happened to, because last week we polled you guys on Instagram and 58% of you said that you had started a challenge and had it interrupted by life events.
Yep.
And only 24% said that they had been able to complete a sex challenge after unexpected events or challenges. Mm-hmm. So this is something we need to talk about, because just like you guys heard in the hug and you know, talk about perfect timing when a hug comes in, you know, this couple found that it was more than just about the sex. It was about their connection, just the intimacy on every level. And Tony and I know that. That's why every year we're like, our 7-day sex challenge is our reset. Like, we're going after this.
Yes.
Like, we're going to do it. And then we have a week where we're just like, we can't seem to make this work. And it's not just the fact that we've got, you know, teenagers and they're all over the place and, you know, unexpected injuries, but like, life happens. Mm-hmm. Here's some of the things that you guys said have derailed your challenges, right? Projects at work that suddenly start requiring longer hours mm-hmm. on the week that you guys decided that you're going to do this, mm-hmm. right? Her getting her period, either because it came early or because it came late. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, okay, great. That's going to throw us off. Family emergencies, mm-hmm. right? All of a sudden you think you're, I mean, that's kind of what happened with us on Friday night, where Tony's like, okay, it looks like I'm going to Santa Barbara. I mean, not emergency in like a catastrophic sense, but an emergency in like an unexpected road trip where it's like, we got to go take care of this.
Yeah, we got to get in. We got to get involved. Other emergencies though, like abscess. I mean, she got a gash in her head and had to get 5 stitches.
Yeah. With another family taking care of it. And so then my mind, you know, the mom brain or the, you know, the parent brain, where you're like, okay, how's that working out?
What's I think it's more of the mom brain, because once Abby was like, all right, I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm good.
But, you know, others of you have had unexpected illnesses, whether it's food poisoning or migraines or UTIs or yeast infections that you're just like, yeah, that's not happening. People die, not you or your spouse, but like family members die. And so there's a death in the family and you're like, okay, I just can't.
Yep.
I just can't. Or your kids who suddenly, you know, go from being angel sleepers to being like, I'm just going to stay up all night and see if this will inconvenience you.
Yes.
And the truth is that all of these things, like I read these comments and, you know, so many comments came in and I'm like, yep, 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 yep. Like, they could happen to any of us at any time. And we actually have to be those couples. We have to take a stand and say, what are we going to do when something like that derails what we had planned? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's something like a 7-day sex challenge, where you know how good this resource is, this tool is for your marriage, where you know it's going to like be that reset and it's going to foster that emotional and sexual connection. And it's not going as planned. Do you get upset with one another? Mm. Do these types of situations have you fighting with one another or giving each other the silent treatment? Or do they put you in a place where you're going to work together to come up with a solution and do so because you've created opportunities to share how you're processing all of these circumstances? Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's talk about how to regroup and make it work after this word from our sponsor. You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS1i is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back, and we're talking about how to regroup when life doesn't go as planned and your sex challenge gets interrupted. And I know I've said it before, and I'll say it again, because the reality of marriage is that life does happen.
Yeah.
Unexpected events do occur. Best laid plans do get derailed. And you know, yes, we're talking about this in the framework of the 7-day sex challenge, but the truth of the matter is that any plans you have that get derailed, you can take these same strategies and carry them over. It's not just a sex. For us, it was real and tangible because literally we're like, really, this is our sex challenge week?
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened. But whatever that dynamic is, it doesn't have to become a thing between the two of you. You can actually say, you know what, we're Team DiLorenzo and we're going to like approach this as a team. We're not going to go at each other because these circumstances are trying to derail what we had intended,
mm-hmm.
right? There's power in the two of you taking a stand for your team.
And when you are going through those times, it is a place where you do get to go, okay, it's just like Elisa said, we're on the same team. Elisa and I were on the same team. We had to have conversation together. We had to determine together, are we going to move forward or not? And that was a together, it wasn't one of us going, I'm out. One of us had to say it. And I will have to say that. One of you in that moment has to go, I'm done. Because I remember it was on that Thursday night
mm-hmm.
when it was me who's just like, I was done, you guys. I was just sort of like, I don't have anything to give
mm-hmm.
in this moment. And I really don't, I could go through the motion. I could just go, all right, let's just have sex to have sex. And really, in that moment, I was like, I don't want it to be that.
Yeah.
I want it to be more. I want it to be something that we're really both engaged this time because of everything that's going on in our own lives. And I was the one who had to say, you know what? I think we just need to press the pause button and know that we can come back to this.
Well, and that happened because the first thing that you guys need to do is somebody needs to address what the circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember standing in that doorway right between our bedroom and our bathroom and looking at you because you were already in bed. And I'm like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do this? Because clearly we've had a day where, you know, what I thought was going to take about an hour round trip ended up taking me about 2.5 hours with all the delays and running back and forth and things like that. And I said, here's the deal. Like we've made this commitment to one another and we had this set of circumstances and to be in this place. So first you've got to address what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Call it out. The elephant is literally sitting on your bed. So you might as well say the elephant's sitting on our bed, right? The elephant being whatever those circumstances are that have thrown a wrench into things.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes, what does it look like for the two of you to extend grace, to show grace to one another? Because I will tell you, like I read through that list, you guys, I shared things about, you know, people getting food poisoning or getting a UTI or somebody dying or the kids suddenly not sleeping. Those are not things that your spouse is doing to you.
Yeah. And on the other side of it though, I do want to address this is it may be your first one and you mm-hmm. finally got your spouse on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so extending grace is going to allow the two of you though to be able to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at this as a failure. Like do not look at something of these circumstances happening and look at it as a failure and you're never going to do it again because when you do, it most likely will not.
That is good.
So you got to understand what are the actual circumstances. In this case, there are honestly some circumstances just out of our control a little bit more than typical. And so extending that grace and being able to go, you know what? I get it. This isn't going to be the only time. Let's keep moving and let's just adjust.
Absolutely. Cause it's super easy to get into this place of saying, well, we just didn't do it. We can't do it. This isn't for us. We're a failure. That's a failure. That's a stupid idea. Like you can start verbalizing all of that stuff instead of showing grace. But I will tell you, the walls in your marriage will go up faster than like Tony Stark putting on his Iron Man suit in Iron Man. Like it'll just be like, and the body armor between the two of you, because of words like that, because of not showing each other grace. And I understand there's disappointment.
Yeah, sure.
Straight up, there is disappointment when a sex challenge does not go as planned.
Oh, I was definitely disappointed. Even in my, even in the tiredness that I had there, there was a part of me like, geez, could we be doing this? I mean, sure, there's disappointment. I mean, we're excited. I mean, Thursday or Wednesday was amazing. It was just sort of like, oh my gosh, what a great start. I mean, some of our sex challenges don't start like that. They're just sort of like, okay, we started. It was just great. And then to get to that point and just be like, ugh, all right, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And adjust. And having to go through those emotions is okay. We did an episode a while ago talking about grieving. Mm-hmm. Takes, you know, I forget the actual name of the episode right now. It's just not coming to me for some reason. But there are times when even in something like this, it's not the death of somebody. So it's not the grieving of the losing of a parent or a grandparent or a child or a close friend or whatever. And yet it's still a dream that you're just sort of like, ah, okay, let me just grieve it, knowing that we're going to move forward.
For those of you that want to know the episode Tony's referring to, it's number 638, Take Time to Grieve.
Okay. And I can put a link to that. That's more about death.
Death. Exactly. But the reality is that dreams have grief too. And some of you may be like, okay, really now, at least aren't you stretching a little bit to say that a 7-day sex challenge is a dream? No, it's not. I'm not stretching things. It absolutely is a dream. It's a dream that we have every year, that we're going to complete that. It's a dream that some of you have because you've heard us talk about the 7-day sex challenge, or maybe you've seen a post on Instagram about it, or, you know, participated in a chat, like you've heard it and you're like, what would that be like if we did it? We've never done something like that. Could we do? And so it is a real dream, and it is a dream that you can dream every year, mm-hmm. right? There are some couples that dream that dream every month, straight up. They mm-hmm. do 7-day sex challenge every month. But all that to say is that when things don't go as planned, whatever the two of you are dealing with, what does it look like to show grace and to create an environment where the two of you can actually talk about what you're processing mm-hmm. and how you feel about it? Because that actually allows you to do the third thing, and that's to look for win-win solutions.
Now, right on at Thursday night wasn't the time to be looking for a win-win solution. It was 11:30 at night. We just decided that we're not going to move forward in that moment. Mm-hmm. For us, and I would say for most couples, at that point in time, this isn't the time to start figuring out the win-win solution. This is the time to just go to bed.
Correct. It's okay to put pause on a conversation so that you can do it with fresh eyes and not like the horrible exhaustion conversations that generally don't go well. Mm-hmm. If you have ever coached with me one-on-one, I'm like, don't have the big conversations after 9 o'clock because you're just tired. Mm-hmm. Right? But when you go looking for those win-win solutions, it's going, okay, it's understanding and processing, why did this not work this time, mm-hmm. right? How did we get derailed? You know, for us, it was, we had different expectations specifically around our son, and that was on us, around what we thought he was going to be able to do. And it wasn't until we were having these conversations with some of the other parents that were like, oh, mm-hmm. we're expecting too much of 18-year-olds who have never leased an apartment before, mm-hmm. right? The situation with our daughter and her practice running 45 minutes, my expectation was that she was going to be done on time. She couldn't control the fact that that was the day that her coach needed to talk to all the players collectively after practice, and she couldn't leave. Like that, my expectation, she couldn't do anything about. So it didn't matter how angry I got or how much it delayed us, that was just a situation. And so, mm-hmm. so we've got to look at those situations and go, okay, what's the win-win? I mean, Tony and I are already talking about how are we going to get this back on our calendar mm-hmm. after our son graduates from high school, because seriously, with all of the end of the school year stuff, we might have been a little too ambitious. When we're in a situation where we don't have a calendar that can get bumped all the time by this school event or that school event because it's the end of the school year, and there's like, oh, well, we might be doing this banquet here, and we might be doing this here, and oh, by the way, I've got practice here. Right. It's going, wait a minute, we actually need to take a step back. There's a reason we talk in the book about, you know, being intentional with your calendar.
Mm-hmm. And for us, it's July.
Possibly. Yes. I know exactly what week you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we have to double check, like we always do, is my cycle, because we always match up my cycle against
right.
the That's week true. That we're, because we don't want my period to be the interrupting factor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm pretty regular, so we can do that. But all I'm saying is you start looking at that and going, okay, it wasn't a failure. And I want to say this, right? When life doesn't go as planned, and this is super important. I don't care if we're talking sex challenge. I don't care if we're talking about, you know, a project or whatever it is. When it doesn't go as planned, it doesn't mean that the two of you are a failure. Just pause on that for a hot second. What it means is that you have figured out, kind of like Albert Einstein, right, with the light bulb. He didn't fail all those like hundreds or thousands of however many times he failed trying to make a light bulb. He figured out that many times on how.
Was it Einstein who did the light bulb? No.
Edison. Sorry. You know what? I'm getting excited. It began with an E. Now you totally derailed the story. But it was like.
Well, I wanted to be
thank
sure.
Thank you. So, like, that, yeah, so
historically,
I don't get the
emails. We know who created.
All good.
The light bulb.
But, you know, in that famous quote, he talks about the fact that he didn't fail inventing the light bulb. He learned all of these different ways that didn't work, but he also came up with a lot of other different inventions. The same thing is true when something doesn't go the way you planned in your marriage. You learn more about how the two of you operate as a team. You learn different ways to communicate. You learn how your spouse processes things. You learn how to put more strategy in place. It's all about what the two of you learn when things don't go as planned.
That's right. And hey, guess what? You have the opportunity to take on your own 7 days of sex challenge. Go do it. Go experience it. If it hasn't worked out in the past, go do it again. Don't let the one time or the two times stop you from honestly having an experience with your spouse. Just this past week, Elise and I twice attempted and were unable to complete it. Is it going to stop us from doing it again? No. We're going to get it on our calendar this year, and we will make sure that we complete a sex challenge this year. So go out there, give it a go, make it happen. Find that win-win, find that week where you're going to go, this is about us, and enjoy one another. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.